I need somebody.
Okay.
Not just anybody.
Who needs us this morning?
You know I need someone.
Oh. Morning, Kimberly.
Hi, morning.
Morning.
Kimberly, welcome to Heart Breakfast. Bunton, Kimberly Bunton.
Morning.
Kimberly's joined Travel as well, and Holly News, they're here to help
us. Hello, Jamie Kingston.
So, come on, what can we help you with this morning, Kimberly?
Okay, so about 6 months ago, I was seeing this really great guy, and then my best friend said that she was going to get married in the Bahamas, which is amazing. So I thought, well, maybe he should come along as my plus one. Mm-hmm. And we were really excited. We booked our flights and everything was going great, but we never really thought about what would happen if we broke up before the wedding actually happened.
Sure, we wouldn't do, would you?
No,
of course. So we're kind of due to fly out relatively soon, and of course, I'm going solo. But my problem is that it's not really my problem. My problem is that he's lost his £200 deposit and has asked me for it back. He thinks because it's my fault we broke up, which it kind of is, I should be the one to lose all the money. So I need your help. Do I give him the £200 and sacrifice my spending money? Or do I just ignore him completely and hope that it all goes away?
Well, it shouldn't be an issue, should it? This guy needs to man up.
Wowzers.
Should he be demanding his money?
So you broke it off, did you?
Yeah. I mean, it just wasn't going anywhere. Yeah. So I was like,
Hang on. Surely that isn't an issue.
No. I'm just asking what the situation was.
Establishing the facts. And
when... I'm sorry, I'm just asking. I just feel like I need to ask loads of questions.
No, you should do.
When you decided to go to the wedding together, was it you that asked him, or did your friend ask him, or was it just a...
Yeah, see, that's the problem. That was me who asked him, but, you know, you don't really predict whether you're going to break up or not, do you?
No, that is very true. Well, listen, what do you think Kimberly should do? Let us know your thoughts, please, 8:21:22, and we'll have a proper and frank discussion about it right after this. 23 minutes past 7, it is Wednesday the 4th of November.
I need somebody.
So earlier, not just anybody. We met Kimberly.
You did.
She's back with us. Morning, Kimberly.
Hi, morning.
So essentially, just to kind of brace your problem, as it were, Kimberly was seeing a guy, they went away, they booked a holiday, they split up. He's now asking for the deposit back on the holiday.
Yes, we've had lots of texting for you. Ian says, tell him to man up. Don't give him a penny. No name on this, but they say pay him after holidays by instalments, maybe.
What are your thoughts, Joanne?
Well, I'm sorry, Kimberly, but I think you have to give him the money back. It was your fault, the relationship.
Whoa. Excuse me.
Apologising to her, but it's her fault the relationship disintegrated.
Yeah, but relationship, that things happen in relationships. There's always a roll of the dice.
She forced him to go on holiday or book a holiday.
She did ask him. Mm.
Kimberly, what are your thoughts on that?
I do feel a bit guilty, but I think that's the risk you take when you agree to go on holiday with somebody and you're in like a new relationship, and he should just not be expecting me to give him all that money back.
Joanne, what would you do if you got engaged and then the engagement broke up?
Would you give the ring back?
Depends who broke the engagement up.
Well, I think it's, you've got to, we're all in this together, right? What are your thoughts, Holly News? You always got a wise old head on those young shoulders.
Like an owl.
Could you spin your head round?
Yeah, look.
Oh, brilliant.
I think that it's quite ungentlemanly of him to ask for the money back.
Yeah.
And I think she should maybe just ignore his phone calls and hope he goes away.
The old hiding under the duvet strategy. And there's a clear majority of people saying he shouldn't be asking for the deposit back, but that's we all kind of agree with that. But this has gone one further. He is asking, what do we do? Morning, Karen.
Morning.
So, Karen, as I said, do you think that is he asking? Is it right that he should be asking for the deposit back first of all?
My first thought was, no way, he's got a cheek, and I just was shouting at the phone while I'm sitting in traffic.
Yeah.
But then I thought about it, and I thought, do you know what, if she gave him half of it back, it would make her feel a little bit less you know, that she's asking
her
no, and then he's
going to
just get a little bit back, and everybody's happy.
Yeah, I like that. Sort of middle ground. Well, there's an admission of guilt there, slightly. Okay, yeah. Karen, thanks.
Thanks, Karen.
Thanks for your call, Karen.
We have had this text from Dave. He says, tell the geezer to man up. Perhaps give him a Snickers and slap him from Mr. T.
Kimberly, I hope that maybe we have been some help for you this morning. I think that the clear majority of people are saying that you should probably ignore him. That seems to be that seems to be the what most people are saying.
But I say, I think ignore, and then if he still pushes it, I might, you know, have to give half as a goodwill gesture.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I'm more than happy to come along if you need...
Well, we've had a lot of that as well. I must admit, there's been lots of people saying, I'll come along. I'll be your plus one.
Kimberly, send us a postcard. Don't let this ruin your holiday. Have a wonderful time, won't you?
Will do. Thank you.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you for your help. Thanks, bye.